Anybody here who really likes to gross out their mom? Oh, my, what a selection. Oh, let's see. How about that? Look at all the obnoxious children jump. This kid right here, yes. Come on up. Yes, here we go. How about you sit right there? And what is your name?
Lucy.
Lucy, okay. Last Halloween, Lucy went to her mom and says, "Mom, I'm getting old, you know, and I'm tired of this mask stuff, and I want to paint my face and make it very scary." And her mom says, "That's easy, Lucy. No trouble for me. You just go and paint your face." So Lucy went upstairs and she painted worms coming out of her eyes, snakes coming out of her nose, and ants coming out of her mouth. And she went downstairs and came up behind her mom and said, "Boo." And the mom turned around and went, "Ah!" And Lucy says, "She didn't fall over. Not scary enough." So Lucy went back upstairs and she painted some green brains falling out of one ear, and one eye falling down over her face, and lots of orange goop coming out of her nose. And then she came downstairs, walked up behind her mom and said, "Boo." And the mom fell right over. "Scary enough," said Lucy. So she got a great big pillowcase, put it over her head, got another pillowcase for candy, walked down the street, knocked on someone's door. Lady said, "Oh, nice to see a little kid for Halloween. Nice to see a kid." And Lucy lifted up the pillowcase and went, "Boo." And the lady went, "Ah!" Fell right over. But Lucy wanted some candy, so she says very nicely, "Trick or treat." Lady didn't move. Said a little louder, "Trick or treat." Still didn't move. Got down and yelled right in the lady's ear, "Trick or treat." The lady didn't move. Lucy walks around the lady, goes in the house. There's a great big table full of candy. She puts it all in her bag. And that makes her bag very heavy, but she drags it across the street, knocks on someone else's door. Big man opens the door, says, "Oh, nice to see little kid. Nice to see little kid for Halloween." And Lucy lifted up the pillowcase and went, "Boo." And the man went, "Ah!" Fell right over. So Lucy says, "Trick or treat." He doesn't move. Says a little louder, "Trick or treat." He still doesn't move. She yells in the loudest possible voice, "Trick or treat." That man, he won't move. Lucy walks around. There's a big table full of candy. She puts it all in her bag. Then she goes in the kitchen, opens up his refrigerator, takes out 5 pizzas, a Christmas turkey, 2 watermelon, and 127 bottles of Coca-Cola. And that makes her bag so heavy, she drags it across the floor, comes to the porch, falls down the stairs, lands in the street, can't even move. Policeman comes along and sees her sitting in the street, and the policeman says, "Kid, you can't sit in the street. Take your bag and go home." And Lucy says, I just live right down there, just 2 doors down. My bag is heavy. Could you please take my bag?" And the policeman says, "Oh, all right, twerpy little kiddo. Take your twerpy bag to your twerpy house. Get you off the street. I'll just heavy bag of candy." He puts it on Lucy's porch and says, You must have gone. You must have gone to 2,000 houses to get so much candy." And Lucy says, "No, just 2. "Wait a minute," says the policeman. "How did you get so much candy at 2 houses?" And Lucy says, "My face is so scary. When people see it, they fall over. I take all the candy in the house." "Wait a minute," says the cop. "I'm a policeman and I don't scare easy. I want to see your face." Lucy says, "Okay." She lifts up the pillowcase and goes, "Boo." And the policeman says, "Ah, a cop, I'm not going to fall over. I'm going to run away." He jumps in his car, goes down the street. So Lucy drags her bag in the house. She's having her first chocolate bar. Someone knocks at the door. Lucy opens the door. It's one of these big kids from high school who's much too old to go out for Halloween. And they still go out anyway. He had an enormous bag of candy, much bigger than Lucy's, and a pillowcase over his head. And Lucy says, you must have gone to 5,000 houses to get so much candy. And the teenager says, no, just 5. Oh, dear, says Lucy. How did you get so much candy at 5 houses? The teenager says, my face is so scary when people see it, they fall over. I take all the candy in the house, and I'm going to scare you, and I'm going to take all the candy in your house. And Lucy says, I want to see your face. Teenager lifts up the pillowcase and goes, boo. He has worms coming out of his eyes, butterflies coming out of his mouth, worms coming out of his... Wait a minute. He has worms coming out of his eyes, butterflies coming out of his nose, ants coming out of his mouth. He's not nearly as scary as Lucy. Lucy says, nice try. She lifts up her pillowcase and goes, boo. And the teenager goes, bah! Drops his bag of candy and runs down the street. So Lucy takes the teenager's bag of candy, drags it into her house, and has a wonderful Halloween. And that's the end of that story. Thank you.